Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, Mary, thank you very, very much. Isn't that beautiful voice? Lovely lady and a dear friend of many, many years. And I thank her for being my announcer. She just does a wonderful job both here and on my network programs that I do elsewhere across the state of Texas. So thank you, Mary Traveland. We have a guest speaker today on behalf of the Dallas Arboretum. We have Spence Simmons. Spence is the manager, the supervisor of the DeGolyer Gardens at the beautiful Dallas Arboretum, and he joins us right now. Spence, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate your joining us while Tucker is away for a day or two. And what all does the DeGolyer Garden entail? Is it just around the house, or how far out do you branch?
All around the house, extending into Nancy's garden, which is Nancy DeGolyer's personal garden. I have the sunken garden, and the Mary Hager Rose Garden is all included in my area that I supervise.
The Women's Council Garden is someone else's challenge?
Yes, sir. It's actually my friend Lise. She's just to the north of me there. We kind of butt up to each other and help each other out in any way we can.
How many of you are there at the Arboretum in different areas? Because it is such a complicated overall 66-acre garden design. How many are supervising gardens like you do? How many people?
We have six separate supervisors, and then each supervisor has anywhere from one to three gardeners. And then there's two supervisors in the children's garden, and we have one supervisor for our trial gardens.
Yeah, that's... And, folks, you have to see the Dallas Arboretum to understand that. And I want to tell you, these are the behind-the-scenes people. These are the people who are out there early doing the work before the gardens open in the summertime and open in the wintertime. They're out there doing it all. And I don't think they get enough credit sometimes. And the DeGolyer House, how hard is it to work around the DeGolyer Gardens? Because that's a historic site. Do you have to be mindful of that?
Oh, yes, sir. Anytime I'm getting anywhere, I have parasol trees that grow right up next to the house, live oaks, yellow pine hollies. And
those are blessed. Those are blessed trees.
Yes, they are. And just have to make sure they don't get anywhere near the house or anything like that, and don't want anything falling on that old roof, or just trying to preserve the house as long as we can.
Spence, tell us, if you will, about a plant that, as I mentioned to you, as we discussed, forsythia. Yellow bell, golden bells, I guess is the common name, but everybody calls it forsythia. Don't go by the common name.
Right.
That's one of my favorite spring flowering shrubs. Tell us about that plant a little bit.
It is a great plant. It'll take full sun, a little bit of part shade, average water, low maintenance, really easy to grow and take care of, zones 5 to 9. And in my opinion, this shrub just isn't used that often, and it really has something to offer year round. It's a hybrid deciduous flowering shrub, meaning it'll lose its leaves in the fall, but it'll give you this great twisting, rambling texture all fall, or all winter and fall long. Mm-hmm. And then in the spring, it just explodes in this yellow mass of flowers. The flowers are bright and showy. They're borne singularly all along the stem, up and down the stem, and this happens before it gets its foliage.
It's so a clean yellow. It's such a beautiful, clean yellow that it just really is just like a beacon out there in the garden. Love that.
Right. Right, it grabs people's eyes and all the time when it's blooming. I'm getting asked about what's this plant, and mm-hmm. it catches your eye like none other.
We don't have a lot of yellow flowering shrubs, folks, if you think about it. And to show it at its very best, put it in front of something dark brown or dark green like hollies or perhaps if you're out in the country, in front of eastern red cedar or some really dark plant, and it will just shine. It's just beautiful. How tall and wide will they grow? There are different types.
There are different types. In Texas, it'll get about anywhere from 10 to 15 foot tall and about 6 to 10 feet in spread, just depending. And you can prune this thing any way that you really need it to be. You can tip prune it if you want it really tall and just let it grow to its full potential. Mm-hmm. Or if you need to have it in a certain area and you need to cut it down, you can cut it down to the ground 12, 24 inches around there, and it'll reflush for you.
Yeah,
but only prune after it finishes blooming.
Yeah, that's true of all the spring flowering shrubs and vines. You prune them right after they bloom. I have a lot of forsythias at my home, and I don't have any after 25 years that are quite that tall. So, you know, that's that wonderful soil and extra TLC that they get from Spence
right.
And his crew. Oh, that's super. Where will we see them if we come out to the Arboretum?
They're down in the Ferndale in the MEJ in the Color Garden and dotted all along the main Paseo up and down the garden and then kind of tucked behind the Poetry Garden in the Women's Garden.
Safe to say, if you can't see the forsythias when they're blooming full bloom, you probably need to check in at the eye doctor. All right.
For sure.
Let me give you a couple of things that Tucker Reed normally would be saying right about now. In the education section at the Dallas Arboretum, they have a lot of courses coming up. And if you'll go to dallasarboretum.org and click on education, you will see what courses are scheduled for the springtime. They're already underway, so get signed up quickly. Consider joining the Dallas Arboretum, become a member of it, because that's where you'll get the discounts, even on those education classes and also on the gift shop and a lot of other things. And there are a lot of events that are open to members primarily. And then I want you to finish up with us, if you will, Spence, by telling us a little bit about Dallas Blooms. I suspect that you are just a little involved this time of year.
A little bit. It'll be starting on the February 28th. It is about around 400,000 bulbs. It'll be one of the largest bulb displays outside of Holland itself. Tulips, daffodils, they're all coming up. We have late bloomers, early bloomers, hyacinths as well coming up. Just a really, really great time to visit the Dallas Arboretum.
It is beautiful. And if you're a member, you can come back time after time at no additional charge for the year of your membership. And you'll see it transition week to week to week from tulips into daffodils into all the other things. So that's really good. It's 8525 Garland Road. That's on the southeast side of White Rock Lake in East Dallas. You need to take I-30. If you get off at Grand, it will turn into Garland Road if you just keep going. And you can get off at any of the exits off LBJ and head toward the Arboretum. Lots of signs up. And I'm going to encourage you to come right before Dallas Blooms, because as it warms up, some of these early things like Spence is talking about will already be in bloom, and you'll want to see those as well. Information numbers, 214-515-6500, dallasarboretum.org, 9 to 5 daily, the Dallas Arboretum Report. Spence, you did great, man.
Thank you very much.
No nerves at all evident there. You did just great. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All righty. And that's the Dallas Arboretum Report, sponsored today by the fine folks at Wortham Brothers Roofing. Wortham Brothers, they founded in, what year was it? It was 1986. Texas is no stranger to bad weather, and we are coming into bad weather season. I won't do that to you again, I promise. And if you're concerned about whether your roof is whole and safe for the bad weather that's coming, you ought to have Wortham Brothers come out and give it a look. If you had damage last year and your insurance policy has a one-year disclaimer, you might want to get them out right away. If you're thinking about selling your house, you might want to get them out right away, because better that you find out that you have roof problems than to have somebody try to beat you down on the price more than they ought to just because you have roof problems. They'll tell you if you do. This is not a casual drive-by kind of an inspection. They know how to do it. And now let's assume that you want to have a roof put on your home. Wortham Brothers has put on 60,000 roofs in the years that they've been in business. I think that qualifies them to know how to do roofs. I think. That's just personal opinion. But I think they're the best you're going to find. They're great, and they're great people as well. Leaders in their industry, they use the best in roofing materials, the best trained roofers, and they serve the entire North Texas area. So for a no-cost roof inspection or for the very best in roofing services, call Wortham Brothers at 972-562-5788, or you can visit their website, wbroofing.com. That's Wortham Brothers Roofing, wbroofing.com, 972-562-5788. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. All right, and we go to Lonnie in Las Colinas. Lonnie, thanks for waiting on me. How can I help you?
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Neil.
Sure.
I have we've recently moved into a new location, and we have a large oak tree in the backyard, but the leaves have got these little black spots on them now, and they're turning brown and falling off.
All right. I have a friend in our hometown of McKinney who asked me a very similar question. I said, you know what, you have done so many favors for me. I'll be out in your neighborhood. I'll drive by and look. And I called him from Treeside, I said, this looks just absolutely normal for this time of year. What happens, Lonnie, is that live oaks will shed all of their leaves later this month or early in March, every one of them. And there will be about a two-week period when that live oak will look really not attractive for about 2 weeks. And then the new growth comes out, and they look fabulous. And next year, 48 weeks from now, the same thing will recur. And you'll have about a 3 or 4 week period where the leaves will be browned or black spots or this or that. They're getting ready to shed, and there's not much energy going into those leaves. I do not think that this is any kind of disease. It's not an insect, certainly. And I don't think you have anything to worry about. It's just nature's cycling of that foliage of the live oaks. And I wouldn't worry about it at all. I'd put a high nitrogen fertilizer on them in March.
Is great news, and I really appreciate it.
I'm glad you called. Yep. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Judy in Alvord. You know what, Judy? Hang on. I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to take a break 3 minutes ago. I talked to Spence just a little longer than probably I should have, but I was having a good time. You'll be very first up. What seeds can I plant indoors to plant outside later? We'll talk about that with Judy. And then I have not given the phone number for a good while, so this is a good time to invite you to call right now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. And so give us a call right now if you will, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my book that I've always wanted to have, is available. I mean, it's been available for about 6 or 8 months, and there still are people who don't have their copy yet. Maybe your Valentine is one of those people. And I checked with our office manager earlier this morning, and she said, yep, if we have the order today, we can mail them tomorrow, and they should be there by Friday. They'll be sent by priority mail tomorrow. And so that should be in fine time for Valentine's Day, but you must order from my office before 10:30 today. I'm going to go in today after church, and I'm going to sign books and get them ready to go out. So you need to call before 10:30 today and let the folks know that you need this. I already have a bunch of books signed, but I'm finding out that they are running out. So I'll go get another few hundred ready. So here is the deal. This is the book that I've always wanted to write. I self-published it so I wouldn't have to work with committees worried about bottom line this, bottom line that, or designers with their ideas of what good illustration should look like. I just decided I'm going to use my photographs, 840 of them. We're going to use all of the posters that I have prepared. We're going to turn them into text in a book form, a really easy-to-use book form. This is everything that I have written over the past 45 years of my career, including my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. All of that is in this book. I did not copy and paste any of the book, The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's an entirely different format. I didn't open the old book while I was doing the new book. It's completely different. And because I self-published, I opted not to put it in stores and not to put it on Amazon. The way you buy it is through my office or my website. This has a chapter on basics, a chapter on when to do everything. That's what I used to have on my calendar. And then individual chapters on all types of plants, trees, shrubs, vines, and so forth, all the way to fruit and vegetables. $28.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction completely guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. You have about an hour and 9 minutes to make that call. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. Or you can order at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company again, and David from Dallas Plumbing was out doing some fixture repair and replacement this week for us. I love doing ads for Dallas Plumbing because I know when the doorbell rings or the knock at the door comes, you're going to be greeted by somebody who is competent. They are very carefully selected. They are very carefully trained. I talked to David a little bit about how they are trained and what the different levels of qualifications are, and it's really interesting, and they are really, really good. Dallas Plumbing Company. Now, they also do heating and air conditioning, and they have a kitchen and bath showroom. Let me tell you about some of this. They've been providing plumbing services to the North Texas area since 1903. Right now, they offer a heating special for your home or business on a new gas or electric high-efficiency Carrier furnace, including parts and labor. They'll give you a free estimate plus 20% off a new Carrier furnace of your choice. 20% off! This offer is good for a limited time, I can imagine. So hurry, give them a call, 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. Keep warm and cozy with a 15-point heating checkup from Dallas Plumbing. Just $145 for two checkups per year for one heating and air conditioning system in your home or your business. And additional units are just $95 each. We have that for all of our systems at home and office. If you're planning to update, remodel, or just need new fixtures, that's where you go to the Kitchen and Bath Faucet and Fixture Showroom. That's at 11055 Plano Road in North Dallas, just about a mile north of LBJ on Plano Road. They're open Monday through Friday all day and then Saturday mornings. For more information, 214-340-6300 or go to the website dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
For 20 years now, we have hosted an annual home landscape school. This year, it is sponsored by the great folks at Callaway's and also by Encore Electric Service Delivery, and it will be next Saturday, 6 days from now on Valentine's Day. Perfect way to celebrate Valentine's Day by making your little love nest just a lot more attractive. We will teach you how to do a redo or a brand new landscape plan for your home, for a project at your home. And you'll be in the classroom all day long. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens and I will be your teachers. We will teach you the principles of great landscape design, how to lay beds out, how to choose the best plants for your needs, how to place those plants within your landscape, how to have effective color in your landscape from annuals and perennials and other sources of color. We will also teach you how to do all of this to scale. In fact, 2 weeks after that, on the 28th of February, Saturday or Sunday, March 1, we will give you a one-on-one consultation with a professional landscape designer to finish your working drawing of your own landscape project. All for just $199 for one person or $239 for two people from the same household. We'll have you out by 4:30, so Valentine's evening will be yours to celebrate. All of that available, but only a few seats remain, and this is the last hour that I'll be advertising this, so don't delay, call right now. 1-800-752-GROW. It is the same phone number you use to call my magazine office to buy my brand new book, 800-752-4769, or you can do both at neilsperry.com. We go now to Judy in Alvord. Judy, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I
would like, I would like to plant in the house whatever flowers. I've got a lot of room, so I'd like to plant seeds that would transplant into the garden, and as well figuring out what vegetables I could try with seeds.
All right. I'm going to tell you, first of all, that if you only need a few vegetables of a given variety, let's just say peppers, bell peppers, the seeds are expensive enough that unless you need 25 or 30 plants, you may be cheaper and find it cheaper to go buy the transplants come spring.
Okay, so that would be fine.
You need to weigh that. You need to look at the seed catalogs or the seed sources online and determine if it's better to do one or the other. The big problem that I see with folks who try to grow seeds indoors is that they grow them too warm. Most seeds are best at 65 degrees and full sunlight, and most people don't have full sunlight indoors. So I don't want to discourage you completely, but I want to warn you ahead of time that when plants are grown at 72 degrees in partial light, then when we put them outdoors, they're soft and succulent, and the spring wind just whips them to pieces.
So, well, is that the same with flowers as well?
It's the same with anything that you start from seed. The most success you'll have will be if you grow these. I don't want to discourage you completely. I just want to be realistic, but I want you to succeed.
Sure.
And if you have, there are a few plants I would consider growing from seed on a windowsill. I would try tomatoes. I might try peppers. Probably wouldn't because I don't use that many, but I would try tomatoes. I might try marigolds or zinnias to get the transplants ready, but they're so inexpensive at the garden center, unless I need a lot of something. With flowers, a lot of times we do want more than we would have of a given thing than we would have of vegetables. But
right.
Most of these things will grow quite well if planted directly into the garden, and those that don't might be more affordably grown, bought from small transplants.
Okay, then
you know,
the
more I hear myself saying that, the more I realize I am just trying my best to talk you out of it. I want you in June to say, man, this has been the best gardening year ever. And I fear that if you try to grow all of your own seeds, I just am afraid you're not going to have that result. Try one or two things. If you grow tomatoes, try tomatoes, and
okay.
You'll have plenty of time. If they crater on you, then you'll be able to buy transplants and get them in ample time. Try that as a starting point. The most light you have and the coolest room you have. So a west
okay.
window or a southeast window in a cool
okay.
room would be ideal. And you want to allow tomatoes about 6 weeks to or 7 or 8 weeks to develop. You'll have to take them out of the seed flats that you grow them in and put them into individual pots. Be sure that you get varieties that are well adapted here, and that's going to be the small to mid-sized tomatoes.
Okay.
Your best bet would be you can find celebrity seeds. That's one of the All-America selection varieties. You'll be able to find red cherry and some of the other cherry tomatoes and yellow pear. Those are inexpensive and readily available.
Okay. Well, can I plant beans now, like straight to the garden, beans
no.
or peas?
Oh, no.
No.
No, you are way early. That's
okay.
That's one of the things I have in my book I referenced is a very, very detailed planting guide of when these things have to be planted. You
okay.
have about a 2 week window, and in this area in Alvord, you would have you would need to plant beans between the 20th of March and the 1st or 3rd or 4th of April. It's a very narrow window. You wait
okay.
too long and you get into the heat and you plant them too early, they'll be chilled. They'll be killed.
Well, I'll reference your book. I love your book, but I was just listening to you today and I thought I'm going to try and just get a quick phone call.
Yeah,
do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That.
At this time, if you're planting seeds, there isn't a lot that I would plant from seed right now. The first thing up from seeds would be a week or two from now would be spinach and lettuce and carrots and the root crops. Those
okay.
are the cool season vegetables. If you have the new book, then there's a big chart in there with all that planting time.
Okay, I'll look it up. I should appreciate it.
Thank you.
Judy.
Appreciate the call. All right. Let's see. We're going to have Barbara coming up right after the news. She is asking about Rose Rosette, and that's going to be long enough of an answer that I want to get through the newscast. We have Wes in Fort Worth burying the trunk of an oak tree. Is it okay? Wes, you better. I need to have you stay on the line. And David in Weatherford with pampas grass dying out in the center. What causes that? And I'll try to help. All right, that's what we have coming up. North Haven Gardens, a landscape school sponsor. That's where we'll be holding our consultations for the landscape design on the 28th of February and March 1. North Haven Gardens is a wonderful place. Heavenly hellebores have landed at North Haven Gardens. These beautiful flowering perennials are drought tolerant. They're the perfect solution for the shade. Where you grow ferns and hostas, you would grow hellebores, and they're just gorgeous. They also have asparagus, horseradish, potatoes ready for your garden at North Haven Gardens. Their February food Pinterest board has recipes for asparagus, horseradish, and much more. Cold frames and grow houses. Cold frame be a good way for her to start her seedlings. Can protect your tender seedlings outside as well. Right now, North Haven Gardens single cold frame is on sale for $69.99. What a bargain. Their double cold frame on sale for $149.99. Today from 12 to 12:30, they'll conduct a pop-up tour on Valentine gifts for gardeners. Find out what North Haven staff would love to have while they garden. That's from 12 until 12:30 today. A pop-up tour of Valentine gifts in the Garden Center. And at 1 to 1:30, pop-up class on growing potatoes. If you wonder, how do I grow potatoes? What on earth do I do with potatoes? They have all the details coming up at 1 o'clock today. February 13, 4:30 to 6, they invite you to attend their gallery reception featuring new work by Marion Hirsch, Elizabeth Keith Designs, Nathan William Merle, and Graham R. Teschke, Sr., and Letter Lounge. I'm sorry, Art is not something I know intimately. If they were plant names, I might do a little bit better, but that's on February 13th from 4:30 to 6. That's cool. North Haven Gardens, 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. They're open 7 days a week, 214-363-5316, nhg.com.
Mark Levin.
We're having a bit of an identity crisis as a result of what our government and these politicians are doing. And now we're regressing, moving slowly but surely back into feudalism, back into the dark ages.
5 till 8, Mark. News Talk, 820 AM.
WBAP.
Arborological Services, the experts that your trees deserve, the only company that will ever touch my trees. I've known Arborological Services for 25 years or so. They've been around even longer than that. They've been around 33 years. I didn't know them very well initially, and then I began to realize this is the company that is leading the way. This is the company that is making sure that their employees are at the top level of credentialing. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists. This is the company that leads the way in their industry by, I think they probably founded and have been very active in supporting the Texas Tree Climbing Championship. They've won it 22 out of the 32 years it's been held, and that means they have really skilled and safety-conscious climbers in their midst. Great company for everything from routine tree maintenance to something heroic like cabling and bracing or maybe lightning arrest or even some kind of a very difficult takedown of a tree that might have died and is very hard to extricate. They do it all. They even do consultation and testifying in court cases. The number to reach them, they are local, but they have a toll-free number, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. On Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter, at The Tree Experts, and on the web, it's arborological.com. Arborological.com for Arborological Services. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, my friend, here's Major Logan.
Well, good morning, Neil. WBAP News time now, 9:33. The Metroplex is tops in job creation. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Traffic backed up westbound I-635 between Dallas North Tollway and Midway Road. Another slowdown is building now on I-35 East southbound between Mail Road and Post Oak Drive. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast looks like it's going to be sunny this afternoon. High near 73. Mostly clear skies tonight. Overnight low 47 and clear and cool tomorrow with a high of 45. Right now, it's 45 degrees in Allen. The job-creating machine in the Metroplex is running at maximum horsepower these days. The federal government reports the Dallas-Fort Worth area led the nation in jobs creation in 2014. SMU economist Bud Weinstein says it's impressive that the DFW area finished ahead of New York City.
If you compare us, say, to New York, which was number two in terms of total job creation, but 25% the size of New York, we're actually adding more jobs. That's absolutely phenomenal.
The credit for adding just under 137,000 jobs goes to construction, airline-related industry, finance, professional services, and real estate, aided by several corporate relocations to North Texas. And legendary college basketball coach Dean Smith has died. The University of North Carolina says the retired Hall of Fame coach died peacefully at his home last night. Smith coached the Tar Heels from 1961 through 1997 and retired as the winningest coach in the sport with 879 victories. Dean Smith was 83. Once again, becoming sunny this afternoon, high near 73. Right now, 55 degrees in Allen. From the 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Join us for our 20th annual Home Landscape School all day Valentine's Day, February 14, Saturday. That'll be at the Plano Center. Sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery in Callaway's, we'll teach you the principles of good landscape design. Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will be your teachers. We'll teach you the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, how to have a perfect lawn, effective entryways and front gardens, and fun patios and backyards. We'll teach you how to design to scale. Bed design and and plant placement within the beds, what plants are the best? You'll have a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional your choice of either Saturday, February 28, or Sunday, March 1. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project of your own home. Only $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household. Register at neilsperry.com or call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769.
Rush.
State Department's modus operandi is to refer to ISIS as extremists in the name of Islam. Because come hell or high water, we're not going to consider these people to be Islamists.
Rush. 11 till 2. News Talk. 820 AM. WBAP.
Callaway's Nursery is one of the sponsors of our Home Landscape School, as you heard. And let me tell you, imagine a fence or trellis covered in leafy splendor and abundant bright yellow blooms. You can't turn that dream down. That's one you can turn into reality instead by going to Callaway's and picking up on some of the beautiful Carolina jessamine. Gorgeous yellow spring flowering vine, evergreen at that, so it's just wonderful on the fences. You'll find these fast-growing vines on sale, all gorgeous plants that are well-rooted and ready for your garden, and they have them right now. You can plant them right now. Carolina jessamine will twine and grow up to 20 feet, creating a delicate curtain on fences. They cascade beautifully on trellises. Anywhere you want an evergreen vine that will grow in the shade or the sun and bloom beautifully. This is a list of one plant that fits all of that, and very fragrant as well. I mean, all these qualifiers, you call me with that, you're narrowing it down to Carolina jessamine, and Callaway's has them on sale in bloom right now, today. Go buy, get a lot of them. That'd be great. That's my advice. Use Callaway's tree and shrub mix as you plant your new vines. This mix of compost, expanded shale, listen to that, and other organic ingredients helps create an environment for success. And then apply Callaway's amazing roots. A half gallon of this root stimulator is just $9.99. Callaway's offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Choose from 17 convenient locations, 9 to 6 daily. To find a store near you, go to callaways.com. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. And you know what? I told them I'm going to mention in a lot of their ads, more than 100 Texas-certified nursery professionals at Callaway's. What is that as a commitment to professionalism? My goodness, nobody comes close. That's Callaway's. All right, we go back to our phone lines now. Let's go to Barbara in North Richland Hills. Barbara?
Hi.
Hi there.
I'm wondering if there's a treatment, and I don't even know that we have it. We live in North Richland Hills, and we've been told that it's in our neighborhood, Rose Rosette. We have a lot of roses, and I may not even be saying the disease right. And my husband,
you got it exactly right. Rose Rosette virus.
Hasn't been able to find any recent information on treatment for it.
I will have that recent information on my website within 2 or 3 days. I'm doing some work on my website. And I also have wanted to have a note on my Facebook page that deals with it. I have one other topic that I'm working on later today with my webmaster to post today, but Rose Rosette will be the next one up. The short form of it is to identify Rose Rosette, you will see an abundance of thorns on the affected stems. They will be just ultimately thorny, wickedly thorny. And the growth will be distorted. It will generally have a lot of red, burgundy cast to the new growth. The buds will not open properly. They'll be very clubby looking. The flower clusters will be very clubby looking. And it just looks like a very rank growth within a healthy plant. The plant is anything but healthy. Left there, the disease will spread to other branches on that plant. Spread by a microscopic mite, for which we have no control. There is no control for this disease. Even the hybridizer of knockout roses, which are the ones most commonly hit, even the breeder in California is asking, if you have Rose Rosette in your roses, please remove them immediately, because the mite will spread it to other people's roses or other roses in your own yard. There is no spray. Pruning will not work with it. There are some absolute quack home remedies that you'll hear about that are just as bogus can be. This is the information based on the American Rose Society, on the website of the producer of the knockout roses specifically, and also from the Texas A&M Plant Disease Diagnostic Laboratory. Those are three of the most credible sources of information there are. So I'll have a big, long outline of all of it with a lot of photos to show what Rosette looks like. But it is not for the timid. It's a horrible disease.
Does it hit antique roses?
It seems to hit all types. We see it so commonly on knockouts because they are planted side by side by side in commercial landscapes, mm-hmm. and it's easily transmitted through the whole planting. But it does spread to others. Yes, it is. Now, Dr. Dave Byrne at Texas A&M has just gotten a very nice grant from the nursery industry of seven figures to do research on the genetics of this disease in roses and try to find a solution. This is a national issue. It's not a new disease. It's been around for decades, but it has really just become epidemic in the North Texas area, and therefore the whole world is concerned about it. Now, I saw it in Columbus, Ohio at Franklin Park 2 summers ago. Those roses have been taken out since. They are looking for ways around it. He is seeking, and that will be one of the things I'll post, information of varieties that people have that they feel are resistant, and he will include those roses in his tests to see. So there's a lot going on, but that's the short form of it, Barbara. It's
well, I sure do. Thank you. And that's kind of what we'd heard in some very old information from the Rose Society that was way back old, but we just wondered if there was anything new.
Well, it's...
thank you.
Yep, that's exactly right. Thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Yeah, let's go to... let's see where we are. Let's go to Wes in Fort Worth. Wes, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning.
How can I help you?
Well, I have a tree, an oak tree that's been in the ground for about 5 years. It was in a new home build, and I'm wanting to incorporate it into the flower bed, but I'm going to need to bury the trunk of it 12 inches at least.
How much?
I didn't know if it would kill it.
How
about
much?
12 inches.
All right. And how much of the root system will be covered by that soil?
Well, the entire base of the tree.
All right. So how wide, if the sun were straight above it on a brilliantly clear day, straight above it, shining straight down, how wide would the shadow be, shadow pattern?
It's only about, I would say, 6 foot across.
All right, and you're going to cover all 6 feet, and that's roughly where the roots are. You're going to cover
The flower bed will go about I'd say 4 foot diameter around the base of the tree.
You're just building a bed right around the tree trunk?
Yeah, because it's too close to the house to not do it. So I didn't know if it'd be worth losing the tree or if it would survive through 12 inches of.
All right. Let me. You're about to get a whole lot of editorial opinion. And I want to apologize ahead of time. I want to be your friend.
Well, that's the thing is I
want to be your friend when
I
want to be your friend when this is over. And don't take this personally because a lot of people ask me similar questions. The short form of it is you can put as much as 1 inch of soil over a tree's root system without killing it. Any more than that, and you're running a real chance of killing that tree. 12 inches is a death sentence, absolutely guaranteed a death sentence within a year or two. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen. 90% of a tree's roots are in the top foot of soil. Putting a foot of soil over those roots will mean that 0% of the roots are in the top foot of soil and the tree will die. It'll suffocate. So that's that answer. Secondly, I wouldn't put a bed around the trunk of any tree, even if I had it out in the middle of the yard and didn't have to raise it. I just wouldn't do that because it draws undue attention to the trunk of the tree, which is not the prettiest part of the tree. I just think letting the trunk disappear into the turf or into a ground cover bed makes a lot more sense. But yeah, don't add it over the roots. You will kill it. You'd be better off, no older than that tree is, you'd be better off to dig and move the tree this winter while it's still dormant in the next 2 or 3 weeks and get it out farther from the house. This is a live oak.
Yes, it actually looks too big to move, if you were to ask me.
This is a live oak? It's evergreen?
Yes.
Okay, the biggest live oak I've ever seen moved was 14 inches in diameter. It weighed about three tons. You can move live oaks pretty easily. That's not a problem. And a live oak needs to be at least 30 feet from a house. If it's closer than that, it's going to bang into the house and rub the roof off.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm nothing but a picture of happiness for you today.
Well, you would think that the builder wouldn't have planted it so close to the house.
No. Let me tell you, the regulations on city codes, you got to have two trees in a front yard, and here's the list of trees. And there, I've worked in this, and I'm on your side on that one, you'd think, but there's just a lot of things that teenagers and land developers do, and a lot of other people that do, because they're not in their specialty at that point. Teenagers are a different animal. I shouldn't have brought them up. But anyway, our son lives on a cul-de-sac in West McKinney. They had to have two trees in their front yard, and they were both live oaks. Live oaks have a wingspan of 75 feet when they're mature, and their yard is 30 feet deep and 40 feet wide, and they had two live oaks in it. Go figure. They needed a very small tree at maturity, and so we made some changes. I helped them when they bought their house. There's no sense to how trees get planted by new developments. I'm sorry. I love builders. I'm grateful for what they do to make our part of the world lovely, but planting trees close to houses is not a good plan. So
right.
that's what I have for you, Wes. I do one of those things. If you're going to leave it there, you're going to have a lot of major pruning to do over the years.
And well, I crossed it with a pistachio tree. I didn't know if that was a bad idea because I replaced one of the live oaks with a pistachio.
Well, it won't be as spreading. Live oaks tend to spread more, and pistachios are upright rounded. And so that's probably a slight improvement. But if it's a small front yard, things like Little Gem Southern Magnolia and Red Buds and Golden Rain trees, the smaller trees would be better choices, but I can't see your yard. I got to run, but that'll give you something to keep you awake tonight anyway. That was my goal, was just to let you fret the rest of your day away. And as I say, I didn't mean to be too pushy about it. I just wanted to get the facts out. Yeah. All righty. Take care. Thanks. All right. David in Weatherford, Paul in Toledo. I'll come to you. Let me get my last break out of the way here. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I'm so happy with my new book. We're going to start doing some book signings here in March and April and May, and I'll look forward to seeing you there. But if you need a book sooner than that and you'd like to do a little homework ahead of springtime, we can get one to you very quickly. I'm going to the office later today, and I will sign a bunch of books. And, in fact, if you need one for a Valentine's gift, you need to call before 10:30 to order it. Call before 10:30 at 1-800-752-GROW. My office staff will be there until 10:30 today. 800-752-GROW. Now, this is the book that I always wanted to have. This is the book that I finally took the courage, said, I'm going to self-publish this. I'm not going to go through a publishing house. I don't want to have a committee that tells me what it has to look like, what the cover can look like. I want to hire a wonderful graphic designer. I want to hire a wonderful editor and let the team of three build this book. And that's what we did. 344 pages, 840 photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the calendar of when to do every task in your landscape and garden. And chapters 3 through 11 are individual chapters on trees and shrubs and vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit, and vegetables. And it's only $28.95. Now, it's not a revised copy of my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, that old book from 1991. This is totally new, totally different design, layout, totally different information, all new photos. This is the book I want you to have. $28.95. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. So if you want it, you need to call my office at 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, and this will be the last mention I'll give. You can use neilsperry.com to sign up for our home landscape school next Saturday. This is your last chance that you'll hear on the radio to sign up for that. More after this.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscape landscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams. Shades of Green would like to remind you that it's still a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available, and they can even plant and guarantee them for you. Fresh arrivals from their farm include beautiful red oak, lacy oak, and eldorica pine, just to name a few. Be sure to check out their new shipment of Japanese maples. With spring around the corner, now's the time to start planning your next landscape project. Shades of Green has a full landscape department ready to assist you with the design and installation of a drought-tolerant, low-maintenance landscape oasis. Give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. February is the time to prepare your lawn for the warm-up spring will bring. Shades of Green always carries a wide selection of organic products, fertilizers, mulches, compost, and pre-emergence. Shades of Green is definitely the right place for the right plant with over 7 acres of plants from annuals, perennials, shrubs, and trees. They specialize in drought-tolerant and hard-to-find varieties. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Shades of Green, for the right plant, right place.
You know, you might be thinking about replacing your old window treatments. You might just be sick and tired of them, as we were. We had lived in our house for, I guess, about 32 years, and my wife had already started that, you know how wives who care about how the house looks, you know how they are. You may be a wife who cares about how the house looks, and you say, you know, this is looking kind of like 1970s in here. And unfortunately, wives are usually correct, and my wife certainly was. So I had the good fortune of getting a call from Sunburst Shutters, and I said, you know, Lynn, why don't you go with me, and let's go see what they have. Well, that was the beginning of a wonderful relationship. Number one, because the people are so very, very gracious. They are very honest and just incredibly decent people, and they're fun to talk to. They care about their product. Sunburst Shutters are plantation-style shutters, 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5-inch louvers. They can be custom fit to every opening in your home. They measure every opening in your home before they'll give you a bid. And they're made of polywood, which is a man-made material that doesn't warp or crack or split or peel. It's beautiful. It's white or off-white. They can paint them if you need to have an unusual color matched, you know, burnt orange or a lovely maroon. They can match those, whatever it is you need. They can do that for you. Sunburst Shutters. They're just the greatest thing we have ever added to our home. Plain and simple. Oh, and by the way, they're available in Houston, Waco, San Antonio, and Austin. Here's their phone number. They'll come to your home. They do have a showroom, and they'll invite you there if you want to go, but it's better just let them come to your home. 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601. SunburstShutters.com. David is in Weatherford. He's now on the air. David, thanks for waiting.
Hi, Neil.
Yes.
I have pampas grass. I've got about 5 plants that we planted over the past, 10 to 12 years, and the older ones are dying out in the center over the past 3 or 4 years, and wondering if we're doing something wrong.
No, that's what happens to pampas grass when it's this far north. It is marginally winter hardy here, and last year did the damage to it, killed the plants back. And the old mother plants, typically when that happens, are lost, and you get these little clumps around the outside. The best thing to do probably is dig some of those clumps up, set them aside, the living happy clumps, set them aside, get a rototiller in, just blow up that soil and rake out all the debris, and then replant them 6 feet apart, whatever, 6 or 7 feet apart in the same area, and start it over again, because they just wear out when they get too cold.
Ah, okay. And we all always wondered about pruning them back in the winter. They look green, but thinking maybe if we cut them back.
Don't prune them unless they're browned by the cold. You don't want to or need to prune pampas grass or trim pampas grass leaves unless they are browned. And if they are, I would trim them back to about 18 or 20 inches. They'll look like a shaving brush when you're through. But don't do it unless they're browned.
Okay. Well, very,
right.
Very good. Thank you very
All
much.
All right. Appreciate your call. Thank you, David. Let's go to Paul in Alito, our last call for today. Paul, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil.
Hi.
I got a quick question. Dallas grass has overtaken my front yard, and I would like to put in a new I'd like to start over and actually use Bermuda sod. And with it being dormant right now, can I just take topsoil and put the Bermuda sod on top of it and choke it out?
No.
Or do I need to kill the whole yard?
No, you don't have to do either. What do you have as your grass now?
It's kind of a Bermuda, but the Dallas grass is just...
All right, I get that. I would encourage... Is the lawn level, smooth, the way you want it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, if it is, I can save you a ton of work. Starting a new lawn is a ton of work. What you need to do is alert the neighborhood that this is going to look like it has the measles for a while. Measles we've had an outbreak of measles in my yard now, not contagious to humans. You can tell them. And what somebody gave me as a tip a year or two ago is just a fabulous tip. Take a 1 gallon milk jug, cut out the bottom of it, and then use a pump sprayer. Stick the spray wand down through the pouring spout of the milk jug and put that down over the Dallas grass clump. This is a May or June issue. And spray the Dallas grass with a glyphosate, with the original Roundup. It must be that, nothing else, just glyphosate weed killer. And that will kill the Dallas grass. It will kill any Bermuda that's inside that jug. Then you can pick it up and go to the next clump and the next clump. That is so much easier than starting a lawn over. Otherwise, you spray the whole yard with the same material, let it die, use a rototiller, rake it, start the seed or plant the sod. Oh, it's just an awful job. You are 90% of the way there if you'll just get rid of the Dallas grass. And you'll have to do it diligently for a couple of years. You'll have 30 of them the first year and 10 the second and 1 the third. But that's what you have to do. I must run. I lost a dear friend this week, Dr. James McAfee. I did not know in time to get to his service. Jim and I grew up together. He was with Texas A&M. Our dads taught together. He was the best turf specialist in this state, and I miss him already. Dr. James McAfee. And thank you, Jim, for all your hard work. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Happy gardening.